Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. Well, following a ruling by the Federal District Court in Manhattan, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady will be starting against the Pittsburgh Steelers on September 10th. Judge Richard M. Berman has ruled that NFL Commissioner Robert Goodell did not have the authority to enforce Brady's four-game suspension for his alleged involvement in the deflated football scandal during last season's playoffs. That's right, Brady's suspension overturned. Joining me now with more, Greg LaMolt, reporter for WGBH News in Boston. Hi, Craig.
Hi there.
Is this about Tom Brady or really about Roger Goodell?
You know, it's really much more about Goodell. I think a lot of people probably think that this is a case about deflated footballs, but really in court it's not. It has to do with arbitration. It's totally an issue of arbitration. Did Goodell act properly in this process, and did he have the right to suspend Brady for those four games?
So this is really about Goodell's legal standing then as commissioner to have exacted this punishment?
Yeah, and how did he do it in particular? He says basically the judge ruled a couple things, in particular that Brady wasn't given the proper notice that what he was doing or maybe what he was aware of could have had this kind of a punishment. It said that, you know, not only did he the question was, did he do this, but did he have general awareness of this? And, the ruling had said that he did, and he didn't know that he could be disciplined, much less suspended, for having general awareness that footballs were inflated. Also, he wasn't given notice, Brady wasn't given notice, that this would be equivalent to using performance-enhancing drugs. That's where the four-game suspension came in. They said this was equivalent to using performance-enhancing drugs, and that he wasn't given any notice whatsoever that would be the case. Also, really a key here is that Brady, according to the judge, was denied really important information in this. In particular, interview notes from interviews with the witnesses, he wasn't given access to that. And also, he wasn't allowed to interview, or his attorneys weren't allowed to interview Jeff Pasch, who was the NFL general counsel. And the key point there is that they think that Pasch would have been able to talk about just how independent the investigation of this Deflategate issue was. How involved was the NFL in that investigation, or was it truly independent? He wasn't allowed to do that. And that really played a role in this, according to the judge.
All right, so the NFL has said it will appeal this ruling, but either way, this has implications beyond Tom Brady for Roger Goodell's power, right? His power to discipline in other cases.
It definitely calls that into question, and I think that's one of the reasons that the NFL really does want to appeal this, because they don't want to set that precedent and see this kind of thing happen in the future, and that he just doesn't have those kinds of powers that they thought he had. You know, basically, one of the key points here is that Goodell had said he had the power to act in the interest of football, and he had broad discretion for what that means, and that's really. I talked to a legal expert today who said that's one of the things that he really might, the NFL might appeal on that point, that he does, in fact, have that discretion to act in the general interest of football.
Yeah, quite apart from Tom Brady or footballs, it's easy to understand why the NFL would want to preserve that power for the commissioner because of the implications far apart from anything having to do with the Patriots. Before we let you go, Greg LaMolt, I mean, we've been talking about Roger Goodell's power to discipline or not discipline. People in Boston have to be just thrilled.
Yeah, I think the reaction here is, you know, one of celebration. You know, I think maybe Tom Brady, not exactly the most popular person in other parts of the country. Here in Boston and in the surrounding areas in New England, he is very popular. I was actually down at Fenway Park last night where people are buying free Brady T-shirts like crazy. And now that the NFL is appealing this, I think those T-shirts will continue to be a hot seller.
Yeah, and now he's free. They might have to print new T-shirts. Greg LaMolt, reporter for WGBH in Boston. Thanks.
You're welcome.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.